It's one of my biggest fears realized. It's V96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. So this woman gave birth to her child at a gas station.
I never thought in a million years I'd give birth in a parking lot of a gas station. I was feeling contractions that were very, very irregular, but they were very painful. And I really didn't think they were anything, but I guess they were. Then 5 minutes later, I already feel her head, and we had to pull over as soon as possible into the Hux.
Yeah, by the way, when you have a gas station delivery, there's no epidural.
No.
There's no nurse coming in to tell you how dilated you are.
But apparently dilated enough to feel the head.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? That would be just absolutely, that's so scary. And they say, by the way, that like normally every pregnancy that you have or every delivery you have goes a little bit quicker and quicker.
So
and you're more likely to deliver not in the hospital. Yeah.
See, that just sounds so scary.
Because your body's like, oh, I know what I'm doing now.
Right. And I'm sure that it does, but your body probably doesn't know that it's at the Hux gas station parking lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was the Hux gas station, right?
So they're out in Indiana. And so this woman's name is Hannah. So they decided to name their baby girl Hazel.
Mm.
But they've already promised that when they have their next kid, if it's a boy, they're going to name him Huck.
Like after the gas station?
After the gas station.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't know. Huck.
You don't like the name Huck?
I don't love the name Huck, A. And B, like, why do I gotta be? Because my sister was born at the gas station. Now I gotta be Huck?
Watch him be born somewhere different, and then the next kid is like, well, congratulations, your name is 11 for 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, what would your name be if you were named after the place that you were born?
So I did make it to the hospital, or my mom did, and I would have been named Queen of the Valley.
Ooh, that's the name of your hospital?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
That's kind of cool, huh?
The hospital that I was born at was Martin Luther King Jr. Hospital in Anaheim, California.
I don't think you can have that name.
Probably shouldn't.
No.
It's already used, but great name.
Great name.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. I want to hear from somebody who gave birth not in a hospital.
Ooh.
Or was born. You have you were born not in a hospital. What's that story? Because that's got to be so insane and scary, right? Like when my wife delivered our daughter, like I had mapped out the exact route that we were going to take, you know, when she went into labor. Ended up, you know, they induced labor in this whole thing anyway, so I didn't have to, like, worry about her delivering on the side of the road. But here I pictured, like, what happens if my wife is delivering on the side of Lakeshore Drive, like, on the way downtown to go to the hospital. That sounds horrifying.
Imagine you're on your way downtown and you don't realize there's a marathon that day and all the streets are closed.
Would be so annoying.
Yeah.
It's scary. Who has contended with this? Maybe you're the product. You were born in a car. Would love to hear your birth story.
Or honestly, anywhere.
Or anywhere that's not a hospital is kind of crazy.
And really cool that, hopefully everything went well.
Sometimes it's done on purpose. There are home births and stuff like this. 877-591-9696. I want to hear about it.
We're curious.
Yeah, I think that story would be very interesting to hear. Who was born not in a hospital? Was it you? Was it your kid? Share the story with us this morning. All right, it's Mogan Carla Mornings and Eminem now. It's Chicago's B96. Curious to know who gave birth not in a hospital and what your story is. 877-591-9696. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. Now, Allie in Evanston. So it wasn't you that gave birth not in a hospital. It was your sister.
Yeah, it was. So we live in Evanston, and she was supposed to give birth at Northwestern.
Okay.
And she thought she had plenty of time to stop and pick me up so I could be there with her in the delivery room. But the baby came sooner than that, so she ended up having it at my house.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where are your house? Like, on the couch? Yeah. On your favorite rug? What happened?
No, we just, like, laid out a bunch of sheets and blankets on the bed, and it was wild, crazy, messy, loud. I mean, I don't have kids. I was like, what the hell is this?
Oh, no.
That is frightening.
I would never have kids after that. I'd be like, I've witnessed this.
Well, I imagine just on the phone with 911 going, please, somebody get here and rescue my house because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, my little nephew came out safely. And I mean, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I don't work in the medical field. I don't have kids. I was like, come on, girl, you got this. And
come on, girl.
You're like, I played catch with my dad once when I was a kid. I think I could do this.
The encouragement you give the girls at the bar bathroom.
Oh,
my
gosh.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Keep it up. Keep one more push. Yeah. So I'm a godmother.
This is one of my biggest fears is not having the baby in a hospital. And it happens, like, regularly,
all
I feel
the time,
like.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you were there for your sister. RIP to those sheets, but the family's all good, huh?
Yeah. So it's all good now. They're going to do a little different planning next time for the second one.
Yeah, yeah. I bet.
Maybe you Uber to the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Morning. So you gave birth not in a hospital. Tell us the story, Leanne, in Highland Park. So this is a pretty interesting one, huh?
So this was in Virginia, and with my son, I went to the hospital, did everything, we did the classes. I was in labor for about 8 hours, and they were like, you know, it's late, you might want to go home, let this sit out, you know, first time mom. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you sure? We're about 30, 45 minutes away. They're like, yes. When your contractions, when you feel it's like this and you're pain, you can't really move and stuff, that's when you should come back.
Oh.
I was walking and talking up until getting into the bathtub to give birth. So my pain tolerance is pretty high.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, spoiler alert, bathtub birth.
Bathtub birth.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It wasn't until I felt like, I kept telling my husband at the time, I was like, you know, if this gets any worse, I might need the epidural. And then at a certain point, I was like, oh, well, TMI, I have to poop. Oh. And my mom was like, if you have to poop, the baby's coming.
Yeah.
That's then I check and I'm like, I feel a head.
Oh, no.
He wakes up. This is like 4 a.m. He wakes up and he's all like, holy cow. So my instinct was go into the bathtub.
Yeah, right. That's a good instinct.
Right. And I pushed twice. We're on the phone with 911 and he comes. Like, I didn't break my water didn't break nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
You should know, Leanne, as you're telling this story, our mouths are, like, open and eyes wide. Just
this sounds so
I did not find out until my second birth, because the second doctor didn't really believe the whole, they were like, was this intentional? I'm like,
no.
Yeah, it's really intentional.
This was not a home birth that I wanted to have.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
And by the way,
I ended up being diagnosed with precipitous labor. So I'm one of those people who can, like, just go from 1 centimeter to active labor in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's
so
that's really
just drop a baby.
That's really scary stuff. And I think, can I ask how long ago this was?
How old are you? 6.5 years ago.
Okay, so this wasn't like, you know, I was born in the 80s, and a similar thing happened with my mom. They were like, you're not delivering yet. And then
she did.
I was born, there was no doctor in the room. I was still born at a hospital. The issue was I was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck and was purple and not breathing.
Oh, no.
And so it was this whole disaster. There was a lawsuit and everything. Did you end up having a legal thing? Did you have to pay for the birth?
Well, this was with military. So you can't really sue the government like that.
Right, but was it covered at least? Like, they're not like...
It was covered, because we both had to, unfortunately, like, my first moments with my son, he was in an ambulance and I was in another ambulance because we couldn't ride together.
Oh.
So he had to ride with his dad in the ambulance to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then, thank goodness, everything was fine. Like, by some miracle, he was head down, just came out, like... everything. And then the fire department had to come, and every time we passed by the apartment, I'm like, that's where you were born.
Yeah, I mean, how scary, though. I'm glad everything worked out. I don't believe in paying hospital bills when you don't give birth at the hospital.
I didn't know they could make you do that.
Yeah.
So that's adding that to the list.
That was the thing, that they sent us home and I didn't know what active labor looked like, and it looks like something different for people. So I have a high pain tolerance, and I'm sitting there walking and talking, you know, but my body is actually getting ready to give birth.
Yeah.
It's something that doctors have to be aware of.
And I think that's one thing that we learn is that, like, every pregnancy looks different. Even from, like, mom, like, kid one and kid two could look different.
Yeah.
And then every delivery looks different. And so, man, that's scary stuff.
It's not all kicking and screaming. It's not like the movies where a woman is sitting there screaming. She's sitting there sitting like, man, I could really go for some Chipotle.
Yeah. You know what? And you did that, by the way. You did that. No epidural.
Yeah,
you
that's pretty
absolute
cool, Mom.
Champion.
Thank you, guys.
Although, if I ever have a kid, can I have 5 epidurals? Thank you.
Right?
Wow.
Well, his name means peace who will bring to others. So
what's his name?
His name is Joaquin.
Okay, cool. I love this story. Love that you shared it with us today. And by the way, all moms are absolute heroes. The fact that you can create
and
a
you
human.
You are your biggest advocate. Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very good point. But the fact that you can create a human and deliver it into the world. That is
pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Thank you for sharing that story and have an amazing day, Leanne.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you imagine being like, I think it's coming and I've got to go into the bathtub?
No.
No.
I would be in a full-on panic, which I'm sure the husband was, like, on with 911, like, what do I do?
Please send someone over now.
Yeah. All right, coming up, I know this is a strange segue. 7 o'clock, Lala ticket tag. I just want to remind you, we have your Friday access. We'll get you qualified at 7.
Well, you know what? Moms have kids. Kids play tag.
Yeah, that's true.
Lala ticket tag.
That's the connection. 7 o'clock, get set.
You can either watch.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and we have a CEO on the phone, the CEO of Giordano's. Welcome, Nick Scarpino. How are you?
Hey.
I'm great. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You know what? Excited to talk to you. And I feel like Giordano's has our back in this time where everything has gotten so insanely expensive.
Yeah, we sure do. Right now, our loyalty members can save the cost of a gallon of gas in Chicago on any pizza order. And this week, the average cost of a gallon of gas in Chicago is $5.43.
Ooh-wee.
Dang. So basically, we're saving that gallon that it takes to get to Giordano's and back like 10 times.
That's right. We'll cover your gas. You can place your order online. You can come in person, pick it up, whatever you want to do. We got your back. We know it's getting crazy out there, and that's the least we can do for our guests.
So with like the increase in gas prices and stuff, have you guys seen people are like maybe like eating pizza less often because they're like, oh my God, I can't afford anything. I can't afford to leave the house.
I think it's challenging the entire restaurant industry, and we are not immune to that. So, we came up with this idea last week, and we put it into place as quickly as we could.
Man, well, it is something that's definitely going to be appreciated. So you got to be a loyalty member. What are the hoops you got to jump through to become a loyalty member, or are there any?
There's not really that many. Just head to Giordano's.com, sign up for free, or download our Club Geo app, and it's pretty easy. So, yeah, you can take advantage of the offer every single day if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every single day. It's the least we can do.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool. I thought it was like a one-time discount, like per week maybe. But hey, if I can get $5 off of some pizza, I might be eating pizza daily.
Yeah, honestly. Nick, as the CEO of Giordano's, I know you guys have a whole menu over there. What's your favorite, your absolute favorite thing on the menu? Are you a deep dish guy? You a tavern cut guy?
Yeah, so I like our sausage pizza. Our sausage is a proprietary recipe made just for us. So I'll take it either on stuffed deep dish, which is always delicious, or our new tavern style pizza, that thin, crispy, crunchy pizza. I love them both. It's like asking me which one is my favorite kid. I have to say two answers.
How funny. By the way, if you're listening right now and you're like, this sounds like an advertisement, it's not.
It's not. We're just talking to the CEO of Giordano's.
we're just like, you know what? This is an amazing deal that you're taking off the cost of the average gallon of gas from people's orders. And you know, right now we're looking for any way that we can
save a buck.
Save a buck, and then also, like, you want to feed your family, and you want to feed them something good, you know what I mean? And you want to feed your friends when they come over to visit. And, like, everything's so expensive. And so
it is. And what's better than a classic Chicago style pizza, right? So yes, we appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Doesn't get any better than that. And honestly, I just love a discount.
Yeah.
A discount will get me to buy anything.
Yeah. We're always looking for discounts, and we appreciate you, Nick, for taking a few minutes to talk about this. And so how long is this going to be going on for?
Started Memorial Day weekend, and we intend on running it all the way through the summer because we think that gas prices are going to be high for a while.
Yeah.
So we thought, hey, this would be a really nice thing to do.
Well, that's really cool. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm excited to get some pizza now.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick, and have a great day, all right?
You too. Thanks, guys.
So here at the ripe age of 39 and a half, maybe 39 and three quarters, if we're really doing math.
It's okay. You're 39.
My wife has suggested a career pivot, and I'm actually intrigued by this, Carla. It's B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. And a few weeks back, it was like the last weekend of April, my wife did this book crawl where you go along, you go around a bunch of indie bookstores and you get these stamps and then you get like a discount.
Oh, I remember you talking about
this. And it's like an annual thing that happens in Chicago and Chicagoland. Like, they're basically independent bookstores in the city and in the burbs.
Yeah.
And we got 15 of those, and so she gets a 15% discount. Two of the stores were specifically romance novel stores, and apparently the romance novel thing is really taking off right now. It's having a real resurgence. People are loving the romance novels.
I think they call them smut books now.
Smut books, yes.
Yes, I actually almost bought one yesterday. I opened up a page and it was like spank, and I said,
yeah. So I never knew how aggressive these things were, and as we were in the car,
intense,
she opened up this one specific book that she found in my wife isn't specifically into the romance novels, but she found one because she had to buy, she went into all these stores and she bought this book, and it was about a radio DJ who meets a listener on the request line, and then they have this really aggressively sexual relationship, and she's reading it, and I had to say, stop reading this, this is like vulgar.
Yeah. You say all this to say what? You're opening up the hotline? 877-590?
Yeah. The career pivot. She has suggested that I go into the business of reading audiobooks, specifically these smut books, these romance novels. And she says, whoa. She says that I have a very sexy voice.
Okay, wait a minute.
And I said, I don't know. I feel like to do that, you would need like a super deep voice. And
something
I have
a little more sultry.
Yeah, and I don't have like that old traditional radio guy voice.
Okay, because to me, I'm not your wife, right? So to me, I hear you talking, I'm like, well, that's Moog.
Right.
You know? But your wife obviously is going to think that everything you say is sexy because she finds you sexy.
Yeah, and she knows my bedroom voice. Yeah.
See, I couldn't even, no.
And please don't.
And then won't. But my question is, she obviously thinks that you are sexy in everything you do.
Right.
In order to find out whether or not you would actually be good at this, you would need to get unbiased opinions from those around us.
Okay.
So I need you to like read some stuff or say some stuff, preferably unsexy stuff, to see if you just have a sexy voice.
Yeah, if I can make unsexy things sexy.
Sound sexy, yes. Then, that would be the tell-all for me.
Yeah, versus just reading some vulgar, you know, stuff.
Right, like I went to the store to pick up your shoes and they only had a size 6. Not sexy.
But if I can make that sexy.
But if you can make that sexy, then it's like, yes.
All right, help me out. 877-591-9696. Call and give me some unsexy things to try and say in a sexy way.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe this could be a good side quest for me to make some extra money.
Is Moog sexy?
Is Moog sexy?
Wait, say the phone number. Sexy.
hold on, let me get some. 877.
Okay.
591.
Yeah.
9696. I said 9696. I did not say 69.
Okay. So if you have anything, like any sentence that Mo can say unsexily, call us.
Unsexily. To
or
try and make
just say sexily.
Yeah. What's your idea? 877-591-9696. Looking for some non-sexy things to say in a sexy way. 877-591-9696. And the reason is because my wife suggested that I start a side quest where I read romance novels for like Audible and like
right.
audiobooks. And I was like, ooh, this could be good, but I don't know if I have the voice for that. I don't have, like, a big, deep voice.
Because your wife obviously thinks you're sexy. She's your wife.
Right.
But if you can say unsexy things in a sexy way.
Is that your
version? That's not my, no, that's my audio book. Like, that's me being more like, and then the door opened, you know? Like, that's the...
Like narrating?
Yeah, narrating.
Eddie and Ravenswood, what can I say, non-sexy thing, in a sexy way?
Hello, we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, okay, 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 Eddie, you give it a go, and give it your best sexy read.
What's funny is my girlfriend is listening right now, and she's texting me, ew! All right, here we go. Hello, we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I like the way you said extended.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, okay, Moke.
I don't know
turn.
That I can beat that. Let me give it a go, okay?
Don't look at me.
Hold on, look.
He's covering his eyes.
Yeah, okay, here we go, here we go. Hello. We have been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Why did you go?
I don't know. Aren't you supposed to do that?
I don't know.
About that throbbing warranty.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
No, no.
The warranty doesn't do that? Okay.
No, the warranty just ends.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Eddie. Carlos in Round Lake, the non-sexy thing to sound sexy, what's it going to be?
Hi. So my friend went over to a girl's house once after drinking, and he went up to her and he said, "Sorry, I accidentally threw up in your flower pot."
I mean, that's romance, all
you
right.
You know what? I would marry him right then and there.
It's never good when it starts with the apology. Sorry.
I'd like to apologize for the fact that I have projectile vomited in your flower pot.
The words sorry and accident probably don't turn a lot of people on.
No, but you're about to try. Unless, Carlos, you want to try first.
You want to try it first?
All right. Sorry. I accidentally threw up in your flower pot.
Ooh.
You know what, Carlos? You tried.
You know what? You did. You did. And, hey, Carlos, for both of us, this is kind of our first, you know, dabble into the sexy reads. So I get it. I get it. I'm going to let you have that one. I don't think I'm...
you have to try.
Okay, fine.
You
sorry.
Have to try.
I accidentally threw up in your flower pot. Thank you, Carlos.
Thanks, Carlos.
And have a great day. Kara in Chicago. Hi.
Yeah. Okay, so here it is. Can you take out the recycling and the trash, but make sure you collect the small bathroom trashes before you take it out?
Are you saying it in a sexy voice, or are you telling me what to say? Okay. Can you take out?
Go.
The recycling and the trash, and take out the small bathroom trash cans with the empty toilet paper rolls on them as well. Anybody horny yet?
That's great.
And then, she said sarcastically.
Was that sarcasm?
No, I thought it was great.
Oh, all right, cool. All right, it's working.
I think you need to add a little more bass to your voice.
Okay, maybe I need to be more like, just woke up.
Yeah, like, oh, you know.
Okay, so then do this one.
Okay.
Oh, there's more.
Can you please pick up cat litter on your way home from the grocery store because we've been out for a day?
Okay. Can you please? For daddy.
Ah, no! No! Not the ad-lib. Okay.
Pick up cat litter on the way home because we've been out for days and she's going to get pissed. And pee on the couch.
Okay.
I think you have a bright future, man.
I think so. I'm a little bit embarrassed and blushing, but hey, here we are.
We didn't know that you referred to yourself as daddy.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out a lot with this feature. Well, thank you very much for your input, Kara.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
You as well.
minutes, we'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Carla, in the talking stage with somebody, yeah?
Yes, I would say that.
And there are some exciting things and then some concerning things.
I wouldn't say concerning. I would just say I'm in the talking stage now.
Okay.
I'm just surprised that we got there.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm surprised that we got there. So, you know, because this person and I, we started hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure what the vibes were going to be when we started hanging out. Like, I was like, oh, is this platonic? Is this not? Like, what's happening, right?
Okay.
And
What are you hesitating saying? Just say it.
Okay. I thought that he was batting for the other team.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes. And girl. So when he was batting for my team, I was surprised. I wasn't against it because I like him, you know? Uh-huh. He's very handsome.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, I did not think that this was going to, oh, you want to kiss? All right.
Okay. That's good, right?
Yeah.
You're attracted to him.
Yes, yes.
And he's batting for the team that would...
Right.
Basically, you thought for a moment that he might be gay.
Yeah.
So we can just clear. Let's just say
it.
Let's
say it.
Right. Okay.
I give you guys permission.
Thank you, Mom. No, I really did think, because I'm going to be honest. Every time that I would come out of my room in like what I wanted to wear, he would fix it. And so he would. Why are you laughing?
What do you mean he would fix what you want to wear?
He would tell me if something wasn't matching, or if I needed more texture, or like if I
texture.
Needed, yeah, or I needed to layer. He like fixed all my accessories.
Wait a minute. So this,
I'm sorry.
Ahmad the Amazing is just laughing in Carla's face. So wait, so you come out wearing an outfit.
Yes.
And.
I'll give you an example. I walked out
and
I was wearing a brown leather tube top, black shorts, and light brown boots.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out and I go, what do we think of this outfit? And he goes, And he's just kind of quiet. And I go, ooh, what don't you like about it? And he goes, I just think that the boots are too light for the contrast happening with the top.
Oh, wow. So this guy knows fashion.
And I was like, oh, okay. So like, what do you suggest? And he was like, do you have any lighter bottom options?
Mm.
So then I walked into my
room. He might be looking for a lighter bottom. No, I don't think a man being into fashion makes him gay. It's the way you're saying it. Like, do you have any lighter options, Diva? I think you could.
But like, he did ask me for lighter options, and then I went into my room and I brought out two different skirts, and then he picked a skirt, and he was right. The new outfit that he chose ate down. And when we were walking around, people kept being like, oh my God, girl, I love your outfit. And then he'd look at me and be like, they love your outfit.
Okay, so if you're just joining this conversation, Carla is questioning whether this guy that she's talking to.
And listen, I'm not here to like point that out.
Is wondering
anybody.
If maybe he's. Got a little bit gay.
Yeah, a little sugar in the tank.
Is that what people say?
Yeah, sugar in the tank, yeah.
What tank? Okay. Is there anything else that might lead you to think this? Or is it just that he's so into fashion?
Oh, she's just probably like the into fashion part. And then he was just like really, really respectful, which that part isn't bad. It was just like, I did not think that that's where that was going to go.
Respectful, and he wasn't like, just like, take your clothes off.
Okay. The entire first part.
By the way, we got to do better if a guy being respectful might be an indicator that he's gay.
No, That's not what I meant. Do not, if you're listening, do not think that I'm being a bad person. I'm not being a bad person.
No, I get it.
I genuinely was like, oh, you know what? I don't think that he's into me romantically in that way. Like, I don't think that he finds me attractive in that way.
You're not getting the vibe.
I wasn't. And then, you know, like, the little outfit thing happened. And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I, like, misread things. I truly thought that.
Okay.
But then, after the weekend ended, he was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I really like you.
Mm.
And I would like to, like, try to see where things go.
And you were surprised by this.
I was.
Okay.
Very surprised.
All right. So, Ahmad the Amazing, as a representative of the LGBTQ+ community,
yes.
Can you give us your determination? Thought. Is he gay based on the evidence that you've been given?
No. I don't think so. I just think you're a baddie.
Yeah.
And you like men that look very nice. Yeah. And in order for them to do that, they have to pay attention to details of fashion.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe they're more respectful because they were raised right, maybe raised around women. So I don't think this guy's gay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Not that I was super, super worried. We were just talking about this and I was...
It's the outfit thing.
But you're not super not... It's not something that you're not questioning.
I was questioning and the thing is, I don't want anyone to think that this is like a bad... I
nobody's judging you. This is a fair conversation to have.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's an important thing to know about somebody if you go into a relationship with
them. Because the thing is that the reason I question this more now is because I have had multiple partners in the past where people have voiced their concern. They're like, "Hey, just so you know, we think that this person might be gay."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, "Okay, well maybe they're bi and that's fine because they love me at this time." But yeah, so I think I was just like, oh, am I dealing with this again? Yeah. Perhaps.
And it's nothing wrong with that. Like, they owe it to themselves to be true to themselves. But they also owe it to you to not put you through a fake relationship.
Right.
Don't feel bad.
This is an interesting situation. Yeah. And I understand you treading lightly and respectfully.
Because I want to be respectful.
But it's also an important thing. No, if you end up in a relationship with somebody. But according to Ahmad, he's not. So you're in the clear. Get married.
Okay. I'm going to be looking good every day.
Yeah, you're going to be a great beard.
No!
Can't Crush Carla next on B96. So here at the ripe age of 39 and a half, maybe 39 and three quarters, if we're really doing math.
It's okay. You're 39.
My wife has suggested a career pivot, and I'm actually intrigued by this, Carla. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings, and... A few weeks back, it was like the last weekend of April, my wife did this book crawl where you go around a bunch of indie bookstores and you get these stamps and then you get like a discount.
Oh, I remember you talking about
this.
And
it's like an annual thing that happens in Chicago and Chicagoland. Like they're basically independent bookstores in the city and in the burbs.
Yeah.
And we got 15 of those. And so she gets a 15% discount. Two of the stores were specifically romance novel stores, and apparently the romance novel thing is really taking off right now. Is having a real resurgence. People are loving the romance novels.
I think they call them smut books now.
Smut books, yes.
Yes, I actually almost bought one yesterday. I opened up a page and it was like spank, and I said
So I never knew how aggressive these things were, and as we were in the car,
intense,
she opened up this one specific book that she found in my wife isn't specifically into the romance novels, but she found one because she went into all these stores and she bought this book, and it was about a radio DJ who meets a listener on the request line and then they have this really aggressively sexual relationship, and she's reading it and I had to say, stop reading this is like vulgar.
Yeah. You say all this to say what? You're opening up the hotline? 877-590?
Yeah. The career pivot, she has suggested that I go into the business of reading audiobooks, specifically these smut books, these romance novels. And she says, whoa. She says that I have a very sexy voice.
Okay, wait a minute.
And I said, I don't know. I feel like to do that, you would need like... a super deep voice. And
something
I have
something a little more sultry.
Yeah, and I don't have like that old traditional radio guy voice.
Okay, because to me, I'm not your wife, right? So to me, I hear you talking, I'm like, well, that's Moe.
Right.
You know? But your wife obviously is going to think that everything you say is sexy because she finds you sexy.
Yeah, and she knows my bedroom voice. Yeah.
I couldn't even, no.
And please don't.
And then won't. But my question is, she obviously thinks that you are sexy in everything you do.
Right.
In order to find out whether or not you would actually be good at this, you would need to get unbiased opinions from those around us.
Okay.
So I need you to like read some stuff or say some stuff, preferably unsexy stuff, to see if you just have a sexy voice.
Yeah, if I can make unsexy things sexy.
Sexy, yes. Then, that would be the tell-all for me.
Yeah, versus just reading some vulgar, you know, stuff.
Right, like I went to the store to pick up your shoes and they only had a size 6. Not sexy.
But if I can make that sexy.
But if you can make that sexy, then it's like, yes.
All right, help me out. 877-591-9696. Call and give me some unsexy things to try and say in a sexy way.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe this could be a good side quest for me to make some extra money.
Is Moog sexy?
Is Moog sexy?
Wait, wait, wait. Say the phone number. Sexy.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get some. 877.
Okay.
591.
Yeah.
9696. I said 9696. I did not say 69.
Okay. So if you have anything, like any sentence that Mo can say unsexily, call us.
Unsexily to
or
try and make
just say sense. Sexily.
Yeah. What's your idea? 877-591-9696.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
It's Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Hi to Stevie in Lincoln Square. How you doing?
Sylvie. Hi.
Oh, Sylvie. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
What did you say?
I said Stevie.
Oh, well, Sylvie.
Sylvie in Lincoln Square.
I love that name. I love the name Sylvie.
Thank you.
You ready to crush Carla, win yourself $1,000?
Oh, you bet I am.
All right. Let's make this happen. You got to throw Carla out of the room first.
Carla, get out of here.
Oh. Somebody yelled at me.
All right. That was maybe the most aggressive one that's ever happened. All right. Five pop culture.
We're very excited. We have a team.
Oh, you got a whole crew. All right. Let's make it happen. Five pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crusher, win $1,000. All right. We'll start with question number one. Gayle King says the longstanding rumors of her and Oprah Winfrey being in a relationship used to bother her, especially since Oprah wouldn't deny them, but now she doesn't care what people say. Which pop star did Gayle King go into space with last year?
Hey, Harry.
Question number two. The trailer just dropped for the movie Primetime, starring Robert Pattinson as Chris Hansen. What is the name of the Dateline segment that Chris Hansen hosted? Question number three.
It's
fine. Chili's released a new commercial featuring Lizzo. Not only does she cover the iconic Chili's Baby Back Ribs jingle, but she also plays a flute that looks like a rib. What is the name of the viral Chili's appetizer sampler?
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Question number four. Mayor Brandon Johnson will visit Pope Leo at the Vatican this morning. The mayor had previously joked that he would bring the Pope a Cubs hat, despite Pope Leo being a Sox fan. How many years has Brandon Johnson been serving as mayor?
Three.
Question number five. Love Island USA has released a statement ahead of its season 8 cast to remind fans to keep it kind and keep it positive. Which streaming service exclusively airs Love Island USA?
HBO.
All right, let's get Carla back in here while Carla's on the way. So the fun fact about you is that you had a pet pig as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must have been fun. And I have also heard that pigs are really smart.
They are. She did tricks.
What kind of tricks?
Well, she would turn and she would shake, you know, kind of like a dog.
Oh, cute. And she would oink.
Well, more like grunting.
Oh, okay. She had a pig that would grunt.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Carla.
Hi.
Two correct for Sylvie and the crew in Lincoln Square. Let's see how you do. Okay. Here goes question number one. Gayle King says the longstanding rumors of her and Oprah Winfrey being in a relationship used to bother her, especially since Oprah wouldn't deny them.
Oh.
But now she doesn't care what people say. Which pop star did Gayle King go into space with last year?
Katy Perry.
Yep. Question number two. The trailer just dropped for the movie Primetime, starring Robert Pattinson as Chris Hansen. What is the name of the Dateline segment that Chris Hansen hosted?
To Catch a Predator?
Catch a Predator.
Wait.
Is a wild Can't Crush Carla question. And also, Sylvie's guess was The Bachelorette.
It's Chris Hansen, though.
That wasn't her guess.
Yeah. Wait,
Chris Hansen's the one that people would come to meet somebody underage.
Yes,
and he would
go,
take a seat.
But Robert Pattinson is going to play him in a, like...
Yeah.
That is
in a movie.
That is so...
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not The Bachelorette. To Catch a Predator. Very different.
very wildly different.
Yes. Question number three. Chili's released a new commercial featuring Lizzo. Not only does she cover the iconic Chili's Baby Back Ribs jingle, but she also plays a flute that looks like a rib. What is the name of the viral Chili's appetizer sampler?
The Triple Dipper.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go to Chili's so bad, but I think the only one that's around here is like on the west side. And every time that I text my friend Candy, who lives on the west side, to go with me, she's always busy. Candy, if you're listening, let's go to Chili's.
Yeah, I've been a few times to the one in Rosemont over by O'Hare. I'm always down for some Chili's.
Solid.
Question number four. Mayor Brandon Johnson will visit Pope Leo at the Vatican this morning. The mayor had previously joked that he would bring the Pope a Cubs hat, despite Pope Leo being a Sox fan. How many years has Brandon Johnson been serving as mayor of Chicago?
Okay, I've been here 4 years, and the first year it was Lori. Three?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, question number five. Love Island USA has released a statement ahead of its Season 8 cast reveal to remind fans to, quote, keep it kind and keep it positive.
Oh, I saw that. Some of the Love Island fans just get a little too... They forget that the people on TV are people.
Human beings, yeah.
Human beings, yeah.
Well, the question, which streaming service exclusively airs Love Island USA?
Peacock.
I did not know that. I just assumed that was Netflix.
Nope. Peacock.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why I have ever downloaded Peacock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's not much on there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Carla. Clean sweep. Just 2 for Sylvie and the crew in Lincoln Square. You know what that means.
I'm Sylvie in Lincoln Square, and I can't crush Carla because she knows everything.
I do know everything. Don't ask me any math questions, though.
Yeah, if we change this to a math segment, you'll be winning every day. Yeah. Sylvie, thank you for playing and have an amazing day, all right?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
And hi to the fam. We'll do this again tomorrow at 7:50.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
In Ravenswood, and so you feel like you're outgrowing your partner. Can you explain?
I feel like I've outgrown him mentally, financially, and romantically.
Oh, okay.
Do you like him?
Yeah. Sounds like a mistake.
Well, part of me feels guilty about this, but I've been dating this guy for 4 years.
Okay.
And we met when we were seniors. So at UIC.
Okay.
So we, you know, we kind of became adults together. You know, we've been together ever since. Well, I've gone on to be very successful because I worked really hard to maximize the value of my degree.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Well, my boyfriend seems to be stuck in the same place. He works, but when he gets off, he just plays video games. He gets high.
Oh.
Okay. He spends all of his money on weed and stupid stuff. Then he will ask me to Venmo him so that he can buy his Venture Pass or a lunch, you know, the stuff that he needs.
Wow.
Like, I feel bad saying that because it was fine. When we first started dating, like, I was treating him. But I'm clearly more mature.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say I have become more mature than him, but I seriously have.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
because right now it's very clear that either you guys are at different points in your life together, or he has gotten used to knowing that you are going to...
Handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're having to mother him, and that's not a fun place to be in.
Right, and he's having some childish tendencies that are, like, they're opposed to my taste. Like he wants to go to Six Flags. We don't have kids. I want something romantic, you know? I want a camping trip. I want him to show that he's a man, you know? I want some tests of power here. Like, I haven't seen it. And you know, I splurge for things. Like, I'm a nester. I like to decorate. I've bought everything in the apartment, whatever. And he would rather get the most expensive drinks at the dispensary.
Yeah, so there's a lot of reasons right here why it might be a mistake, but this is match or mistake. Why might you consider this could, you know, potentially be a match?
You know, when I look at the 4 years that we've spent together,
yeah,
like, we definitely have really been through thick and thin. And I can think back on times when he was more chill than me and it helped me. He was more stable and it helped me. Like, I was unemployed for a period of time when we first got out of college. And he let me live with him, and we helped each other out. He supported me a little more. And even beyond financially, like, death in the family. You know, like, he knows my family intimately. Like, he's grieved with us.
Yeah.
You know, and even now as a stoner, like, it's still fun sometimes to get off work and to just, like, kick back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm not saying I don't smoke the weed, too.
he's good to you, and he treats you well, but in some ways you've kind of outgrown him.
Kind of. I wish he would be open to new things and kind of maybe putting some of his old hobbies on hold.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more to the world.
So it's the lack of ambition that you're finding unattractive, but him as a person you still love.
So, you know, really, it's kind of a question of, can you turn this boy into a man?
Ooh.
877-591-9696, and can this relationship be a match? Or can you not teach an old dog new tricks? And is it a mistake? Would love to hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. Mandy in Ravenswood needs your help. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and Match or Mistake has Mandy in Ravenswood ready to throw in the towel on her relationship.
You know, I get it. Sometimes you date someone, you start dating when you're really young or you're in college, and then as you grow, things aren't seeming to grow the same direction.
You know, it sounds like he's got a little bit of man-child syndrome going on, though they have been through a lot together, and he has been her rock for a very long time, it sounds like. And so she's like, man, I feel like I've outgrown this guy, but at the same time, like, we're so great together, if he just would grow up. So Elwin is in Rogers Park. You say it's a match. Why is that?
Yeah, I believe, you know, they got a good chemistry going on for 4 years. They've been looking out for each other. You know, maybe he hasn't been taught to, like, how to be a man and how to be that man figure that she's expecting and looking for. And they just need to be more open and, you know, let each other know, like, hey, let's do different things. Let's, you know, broaden our horizons and, you know, let's grow up together.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that she needs to have this conversation with him and tell him, like, hey, you kind of got to start growing up? Or is it something that she needs to wait around until he finally feels like he needs to?
I don't think so, because as a male, we get comfortable real easy, you know. So it's like if nothing's in the way or is not a problem, it's like everything's okay to us, you know what I mean? But you know, she has to say something. She has to let him know.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes we like the female to let us know, like, what's on their mind, what they expect, so that we can work on it each other.
Yeah, and you know, I could see that. Maybe it's one of those things where she's just got to shake him and be like, hey, it's time,
you're about to lose a baddie if you don't stop playing video games.
Yeah, throw the controller
down. She was cool with him. She was cool with it all this time until now.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you were comfortable all the while.
Yeah, like, how would he know that she's not into it anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. There's more things that she's expecting and probably seeing out there, like, hey, I wish we would do this. Like, okay, bring that to him, and then maybe it could work out.
You know,
he's probably feeling the same way. Like,
there's a pretty great point that you make, Elwin, in that sometimes, like, we don't catch hints. Guys, in all aspects of relationships, we don't necessarily catch the hint. And sometimes we need a more direct, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even
like, that's a little nudge. That's a little nudge. Like, hey.
Even from the beginning of a relationship.
And you'll be surprised how easy it'll be, like, okay, yeah, cool. That sounds great. Yeah, maybe we should do this.
It's kind of like how guys sometimes don't get it when a girl is flirting.
You know what I mean? Completely over your head.
And they're like, sure. Oh, thanks for the compliment.
For
sure. Every time.
Yeah.
Elwin's like, I got baddies on me all the time.
Hey, not even, but it's like when I do, it's like, oh, you're doing too much. Oh, you're too aggressive or whatever. So then I just kick back. And then when I kick back, I end up missing my beat. So it's like, you know, it's kind of confusing. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Elwin. Have a great day.
For sure. Peace out.
V96. Hey. I like his vibe.
Yeah. So again, it's Mandy in Ravenswood. Her boyfriend is kind of a man child, loves to chill, play video games,
but
get high.
But she's let him do this for the last 4 years.
And now she's like feeling like she may have outgrown him. Is there any way, but they have such a history together. Is there any way they can make the relationship work? 877-591-9696. Grandma Debbie, this is interesting because Grandma Debbie saying this is a mistake is interesting because in most instances, you find ways that people can work through it. Why do you say it's a mistake?
Because this is my question to her. Can you do this for the rest of your life? Do you want to live the rest of your life like this? You have a lot of life to live. And if you're going to have children, which is, you know what I mean, that then he's going to be playing games? Is he going to help you? I just feel like, yeah, it's a mistake. I mean, you got a life to, lot of life to live, even though you got 4 years into this. I hit 38 with someone, 38 years, went through a lot. But you know what I mean? You have to be happy. You only have one life, and it doesn't sound like she's happy.
Oh, that's so these are solid points from Grandma Debbie.
You know, and I think a lot of the times we also say like, oh, but it's been 4 years. We can't just throw away 4 years. 4 years is better than 8 years and then throwing away eight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think how much time you've put in matters.
Right. You got like, you know, 30, 40 more years to live. So, you know, I mean, I just feel like, yeah, it's a mistake. She needs to find someone more, you know, her age. Now, he grew up and he didn't. I get it.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Debbie.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Yeah, 877-591-9696. Could you be with somebody that you had to kind of walk them through growing up, going from being like an early 20s stoner to being an adult?
An adult that you like want to start a family with, you know?
Would love to hear from you at 877-591-9696. We'll also check in with Mandy again coming up next. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. Chance to win $1,000 if you can guess 10 trivia questions correctly. All right.
Okay, that's all you got to do.
Yep. That's, like I said, coming up in about 15 or so minutes on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake with Mandy and Ravenswood, who is with a man child. They've been together for 4 years. They've been through it all together. And that's the part where she's going like, do I just leave him? Like, we've done it all together. We've grieved together. We've lived life together. But she feels she has outgrown him. He likes to chill, play video games, get high.
Yeah, and she's like, wants to shake him and be like, dude.
Yeah.
We've got to grow up. But you can't want something for someone.
Right. Can this be a match or is it a mistake? Kayla in Addison, you say it's a mistake and that you've been down this path before.
Yes, for 12 years.
Wow. Okay, tell us about that. And then how did it end?
So the exact same thing. All he wanted to do was sit around, smoke weed, and play video games. We got together when I was 15, and I left him about 2 years ago.
Wow.
And no matter what, I went through everything with this guy. I mean, everything. Basically grew up with him my whole childhood, and no matter what I asked for, no matter how much change, I just got nothing. And it didn't. It just, the video games always won. So, it's 4 years, it's still the same. It's going to be the same in 10, so I run now.
So, you're warning her, like, don't let this turn into 12 years, and then you're...
Yeah, do not be me and waste more time of your life sitting around doing nothing.
And how long ago did you guys split?
We split 2 years ago, and actually now I am engaged, I have a one-year-old son, my life is completely different, I am so happy. Yeah.
Congratulations to you. I'm happy to hear how that's turned out for you. Well, you know what? That is very insightful. Thank you, Kayla, and have an amazing day. And thank you for feeling like you could share that with us.
Yeah, that really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, stop. Thanks, Kayla.
have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
So,
bye-bye.
Mandy, back to you. What do you think after everything you heard, especially after hearing Kayla there, do you think it's a match or do you think it's a mistake?
I hate to say this, but I think it's clear that I have outgrown him. And, you know, that's okay. Like, so, I just want someone who's at a different point in their lives.
Yeah. So you're saying it's a mistake.
Yeah. He's great, but, and he, you know, sometimes you have to learn something for yourself. Like,
right.
I can't spoon feed him the answers or make him be anything he's not.
You want him to want to be better. You don't want to have to tell him, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Life is a long song. Like, sometimes maybe you can let someone go and they figure themselves out and then they come back and they're better than you ever could have made them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. And I think that you're looking out for yourself and you've grown and you've matured and you're making more money. And I can understand how, like, coming home to the kid playing video games would not be that fun anymore.
Right. Like, I've leveled up and I don't want to, like, really share that with him. But, like, I'm on a different playing field now.
Yeah.
Like, you just have more opportunities. The better you do, you open more doorways and, like, there are people there.
Yeah.
I'm never going to meet them if we're sitting on our bus playing video games. Well, and maybe I'll find a better spouse.
And it's true that if you surround yourself with like-minded people that you're more likely to, you know, be successful. And
iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, We get it. And, you know, it's a bummer that that's going to come to, that era of your life is going to come to a close. But, you know, I think eventually it's going to end up being probably the better thing for you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Thanks,
let it end with love.
Yeah.
I will. Thanks.
Show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Mega Minuteman. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Mega Minuteman.
Hey, Morgan, on the South Side, you ready to play?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited.
The energy we want. Let's go, Morgan.
All right, excited for you. So, you know how it goes. 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. Get them all correct. You are winning $1,000 courtesy of DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm. Here we go. We'll start real easy. Which board game has queen, king, and knight pieces?
Chess.
That's correct. Which boy band was Justin Timberlake a member of?
NSYNC.
That's correct. What is the longest river in the world?
Mississippi River?
Incorrect. What is the main ingredient in traditional hummus?
God freaking dang it. Pass.
All right. Which superhero's hero's real name is Steve Rogers?
Captain America.
Correct. If you graduate second in your class, what are you?
Salutatorian.
That's correct. Which state was that 70s show set in?
Wisconsin.
That's correct. Which famous ship was captained by Jack Sparrow?
Jack Sparrow, got things. Let's see it again.
Which famous ship was... Okay. Which musical term tells musicians to gradually get louder? Oh, that's time.
Morgan!
All right, let's go through the ones that you either passed or got wrong, all right?
Okay, all right.
What is the longest river in the world, Carla?
The Nile.
The Nile. What is the main ingredient in traditional hummus?
Chickpeas. Did you just boo the Nile River?
Boo the Nile. There's a first.
You know what? Sure.
What is the main ingredient in traditional hummus?
Chickpeas.
Yeah. And then which famous ship was captained by Jack Sparrow?
The Black Pearl.
What musical term tells musicians to gradually get louder?
Crescendo.
Crescendo. So, you did not win, unfortunately, today. Boo, yes, but it was fun having you on.
I know. God dang it. I'm so confident this morning. Honestly, I blanked out on that hummus question and the Black Pearl. I just watched Pirates in the Caribbean 3 weeks ago.
Oh, the worst.
And you know what?
And I think sometimes when you get one wrong, then it spirals.
Yeah, because then your brain keeps wanting to remember the other thing, and then you're not focused. I get it, girl. But you know what? You have good energy. You should try again.
Yeah, we invite you to try back. You know, we do this every single weekday at 8:40, Morgan. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks to DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Let's get you on the phone for some little victories. 877-591-9696.
Oh, my gosh. The weather is nice. The kids are graduating. The kids are out of school. You probably just got a promotion.
It's Thursday. It's a lot of kids' last day of school. That's something to celebrate, too.
Yeah, so you call us. You tell us something good.
Whatever it is, we want to celebrate it. 877-591-9696. It's B96 with Morgan and Carla Mornings and Little Victories. We're going to have Sharon in Maywood go first today. So, Sharon, your granddaughter is having a bit of a little victory today.
Yes, she's graduating 8th grade, and she's graduating with honors.
Wow!
She is Student of the Year.
What?
And... yes, and she made the Junior Honor Roll Society, and she also made, did I tell you she made Student of the Year?
Yeah, you got Student of the Year. So she's killing it right now.
Oh my gosh, that was 10 accomplishments in a row. You must be so proud of her.
I am. And she also got into the Science and Math Academy.
Oh, man. She's really doing her thing. What does your granddaughter want to be when she grows up? Does she know?
Yes. She wants to be a nurse practitioner.
Mm, man, well, she's well on her way.
100%, I would trust her with my life right now.
Yeah, that's really incredible. Yeah. Isn't that...
The only thing is that she did not make valid Victorian, but there's always high school.
There is always high school. And you know what? Not making valedictorian is okay.
Yeah, that's going to be fine because you know what? The valedictorian wasn't the student of the year. And also, everyone can be great.
Yeah. You know what? Can I ask you, how many grandkids do you have, Sharon?
I only have two.
And how many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay. You know, I was talking to my mom about this recently because my mom's got, you know, kids and grandkids. And, like, I was like, man, there are 11 people that are on this earth because of her. There are four people now that are on this earth because of you, Sharon. And one of them is valedictorian. Yes. So pat yourself on the back. Oh, was sorry.
But was student, but was student of the year.
Hell
and
yeah.
Got into all sorts of amazing things and honors.
Yeah, and a future nurse practitioner. So pat yourself on the back. Pat your daughter on the back and pat that granddaughter on the back.
I am so proud of her.
Yeah.
You should be. Honestly, those are all such cool accomplishments. And at 8th grade.
Yeah, really impressive.
Yes, and she also got medals for making it through without getting medals for making it through the...
Yes.
Without absentee.
Oh, there we go.
Perfect attendance. Well, there you go. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Yes.
Congratulations to the family, and thank you for sharing that with us. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Sharon.
Mary Beth in Crown Point. So your little victory is.
We just paid off all the student loans our kids that we took out for our kids.
So wow.
$90,000.
Wait, did you say $90,000 you paid off?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
that's
Mary
huge.
Beth. Wow.
God, it was such a weight on my shoulders. I'm so glad to be done with that.
Yeah. Man, I bet. Now you're going to have all this extra money floating around. Payments that you don't have to make every month.
I mean, it is extra money, but I have 3 kids and 9 grandkids, so.
Well, you know, if you want some more, so my wife has some student loans. I can give you her Nelnet account number. And
we all have student loans with Nelnet? That's funny. Me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I can give you some advice.
Okay.
Do the driven repayment plan and set it up automatically, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, your loans are paid off. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're like, yes, you paid enough payments. That's it. I'm like, oh my.
Wow, you know what? That is a victory.
Yeah, it truly is. I remember I was talking to someone who, he was like 55 years old, and he said, guess what I did today? I said, what? He goes, I finally paid off my student loans. I started crying because I was like, oh my gosh, you're 55.
It's 55. Retires in 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I know that student loans are a big deal, but you're such a good mom for paying those off for your kids.
Well, and it's nice because I'm 64. So I've been paying since 2006 or so.
Wow. All right. You're doing the damn thing. Well, you know what? Congratulations to you. Enjoy the freedom of not having to worry about that. And thanks for sharing that little victory with us today.
Your kids better be using those degrees, Mary Beth.
Yeah, no joke.
Well, I know. And thank you guys for always making our mornings wonderful.
Oh.
That was very sweet, Mary Beth.
It was.
Thank you.
Call more often.
You can call whenever.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you guys too.
All right. Bye.
It's officially Moog and Carla and Mary Beth mornings.
That's right. Yeah. You're welcome to jump on the team here, Mary Beth. Well, that's going to do it for Moog, Carla, and Mary Beth today. Back tomorrow morning, and we will kick off the weekend. 2 chances to win $1,000.
Yes, and Lala Ticket Tag is back today at 11 a.m.
Stick around for that. We'll talk to you then. It's Moog and Carla mornings on B96.
Hi.